Hello, good evening. Welcome to the Non-League Show on BBC Radio Solent. I'm Cliff Pledge, and the show this week comes from Stourbridge, where Eastleigh came for an historic FA Cup tie. Well, the show this week comes from the War Memorial Ground, the home of Stourbridge. They took on Eastleigh in an FA Cup tie, which would decide which side would go through to the third round proper for the first time in their history. So a really exciting occasion for the Glass Boys and the Spitfires. Eastleigh 50 places above the hosts in the non-league pyramid, so odds on favourites to go through. But it certainly was a very difficult afternoon. Stourbridge fully played their part. Here with the goals is Ian Wilding.
Free kick from Payne curled in, the shot comes in inside the 6 yard box, and Eastleigh have scored. And it looks like it's James Constable with a goal from outside the 6 yard box. The goalkeeper had no chance. The Spitfires have scored. 15 minutes gone in the second half. It's Stourbridge nil, Eastleigh 1. An opportunity for Constable to swing this in. Chips it in, takes a deflection. Strevens rounds the goalkeeper, ball into the area. Shot comes in from Payne. Eastleigh make it 2-0, and Eastleigh on the brink of the third round of the FA Cup for the first time in their history, and a brilliant goal from Eastleigh. Josh Payne with a goal. It's Stourbridge nil, Eastleigh 2.
And afterwards, Ian spoke to the manager of Eastleigh, Chris Todd.
Chris, what an unbelievable afternoon for Eastleigh again in the history of the club.
Absolutely massive. It's a great achievement, and it's... it's just deserved, to be honest with you, for the people who are at the football club in the background, back scenes, that have worked tirelessly hard to put the club where it is today. And they deserve all the credit. And I've dedicated the match to obviously Stuart, who's turned this club into now something really, really special. And we really put ourselves on the map.
And what a reaction as well from the supporters when you went 2-0 up, particularly that goal right in front of them.
Oh, unbelievable. You couldn't have asked for any better. You know, they were superb today. The fans were superb. Everybody involved in the club were at it from minute one. As soon as we stepped off that bus today, I knew we were ready. I could tell in their eyes and the lads' eyes, they were hungry for it. I've got a great bunch in there, and they want to perform for this football club. And we've got a great bond now between the players, the staff, the fans, everybody. You know, this club is really, really, really striving forward, very, very fast. And we've created a bit of history today, which is massive for everybody involved.
And you mentioned pressure this season, and how pleased are you with the way you've dealt with it today? Because, I mean, you went to Guise a couple of weeks ago in similar conditions and came away with a result then.
That's the key, you know, character, professionalism. I said that earlier on, that was my word again. We were very, very professional. You know, today was a massive banana skin, you know, the old cliche. It actually was. Like, it's a difficult place to come. They're a side that's beaten two conference sides beforehand, and they were confident they were going to beat us, and you've got to give them credit for that, because I believe they're a decent side. And we've done our homework, you know, and that's paid off today.
And to finally be in the third round of the hat after all the speculation, I mean, how good does that feel?
There's nothing better. There really isn't, because, as I said, this club has come so far in a short space of time. But to achieve getting into the third round of the FA Cup, probably, 10, 15 years ago, it was probably unthinkable, you know. But it's done it now, and we have to keep building. Obviously, our main priority is the league, and we have to keep our feet on the ground, which they will do. We've got a big game Tuesday, and we have to be right for that.
But, I mean, they could have made it 2-1, couldn't they, had it not been for that brilliant penalty save from Flitney?
Brilliant save, you know. But we've done, as I said, we've done our homework. We've had him watched, we've had our scouts come and see him, and we had the information where he was going to take his pen and where he'd been in the last few, and he's gone that way. So, that's credit to my staff. And it's a massive added bonus, you know, that we've come away today with a result and a clean sheet.
And will you be off to Cardiff, do you think, for the third round draw on Monday?
I've already been asked, so I'm guessing I'll probably be there, yeah. Visit back home in Wales, you know. But I'll be fingers crossed and, well, everything's crossed, you know, ready for the draw, and hopefully we can get a nice one.
Anyone you fancy particularly?
I've had this question a few times, and it's well, for me, obviously, Swansea away would be unbelievable. But there's lots, you know. There's Southampton for the football club, because obviously the fans and everything. But there's also the big ones, you know, Arsenal, Liverpool,
Man United. The list goes on and on and on. And if we could get one of them, that would be incredible and the icing on the cake for this football club.
And just a little word on the run you've been on. Three very different matches, aren't they? That must encourage you, the way you've dealt with all three.
Yeah, my boys are really pulling together now. There's a great team spirit in that dressing room. We believe in ourselves, you know, and every game we play, and I said this before we come here today, that no matter who we play, we believe we can go and win football matches. And if you've got that in your squad, then you're halfway there, you know, and they do believe that now. So we just have to keep progressing and progressing.
That's Chris Todd, Eastleigh manager. Ian also spoke to the scorer of the first goal, James Constable.
So James, what a wonderful feeling that must be through to the third round.
It's nice now it's over. Obviously the build up to it and everything, the game, the conditions didn't really help us and didn't really make it an easy game to play in. So just obviously delighted that we got the result and we can look forward now to the draw Monday and obviously the, back to the league on Tuesday.
And popped up when it mattered in the second half.
Yeah, again, it's we were desperate to try and play some football and get it down, but it was just one of them days that weren't going to be possible, and we just needed to dig in. We said at half time, as long as we keep a clean sheet, we felt that we were good enough to create chances and hopefully get the win, which we managed to do.
What's been the key to this terrific second half performances the last 9-10 games? You won an awful lot of points as a result.
Yeah, I think just belief. I think obviously getting back in at half time and just going over the sort of first half performance and realising that we're not far off it. It's just, I think the conditions today didn't really make for one of the games that we'd normally be involved in, which is sort of passing and trying to create sort of good opportunities. It's just going to be a case of digging in and like I say, we said at half time, we keep a clean sheet, we felt we could win the game.
So obviously it was how good was that to score in front of those supporters as well in the second half?
Fantastic. I think, like I say, they've come in their numbers today. It's a long way, and obviously it's history for the club, for the players, for the staff. Obviously everybody's surrounded the chairman as well. So it was just a great occasion, and like I say, it could have potentially been a bit of a banana skin, but we're just delighted that we managed to get the win.
And Flintney again with a good save as well to keep you in it at 2-0.
Yeah, we said after the game it would have been a horrible 5 minutes if that had gone in, and they would obviously been chucking everything at us, but he's not had too much to do, and then to pop up with a save like that, it's brilliant, and like I say, sort of really showed the character of everybody that we've got in the club.
And you mentioned the league, but obviously a good cup run could only help with the league form as well, surely?
Yeah, exactly, and there's no sort of celebrating tonight, although we'd like to have a few beers. Obviously we've got to concentrate now on Tuesday night, and that's the bread and butter for us. That's what we're there to do, is to hopefully get promoted this season. But it's nice to have a little cup run, and it's nice to have a week away from the league today, and obviously delighted that we got the win.
It's going to be a nice feeling when you wake up in the morning as well, isn't it, as well? You see your name in the last 64.
It will be nice. Obviously, getting a bit older, it's not so nice, a bit stiff and a few knocks, but obviously that we'll forget that and obviously look forward to Monday, and hopefully it's a kind draw for us.
Where are you going to be for that draw, do you think?
I'm not sure. I don't know whether we'll be at the club if not, we'll be at home, I'm sure, and watching, and just fingers crossed that it's kind and we get a big draw for the club and everybody surrounding it.
And is there anybody you fancy particularly, Premier League club? Or?
Oh, I'd love Tottenham away, but I'm sure that there's a few that want Arsenal, and like I say, all the big names come out, but I'm sure if we get the right draw, everyone would be happy with that.
And a draw at the Silver Lake against one of the big ones, that would be quite a surreal experience, I'm sure.
Yeah, it would be. It's just a lottery, really. Like I say, you never know who you're going to get, but it was just important today that we got the result to make sure that we were in that draw for whoever it could be.
James Constable speaking to Ian Wilding after Eastleigh were 2-0 winners at Stourbridge in the FA Cup second round. Ian Wilding also spoke to the goalkeeping penalty-saving hero, Ross Flintney.
Well, it's just I could put into words how you're feeling at the moment after that.
Yeah, delighted, you know, buzzing. We've worked so hard through the game and the build-up to it. And we've come here with horrible conditions, you know, as I can see, for us and for them as well. And, you know, thankfully we've come out on top.
And a penalty save for you as well, right near the end. I mean, that must have pleased you an awful lot.
It's more about the clean sheet. You know, we've sort of looked at that over the last few weeks. We weren't keeping enough. But it's great. I mean, great to save a pen any time. And in the FA Cup again, it's lovely, and you know, it would have made it 2-1 and could have put us under some serious pressure towards the end. But you know, thankfully, we've got away with it and kept the clean sheet. So
you mentioned clean. That's two clean sheets in a row as well. Now you've had.
Yeah, which is important. Like I said, we've been working on it. You know, some defensive stuff as well as units, and with the keepers being involved with the back four and the back five at times, with a midfielder sitting in there. But you know, we're FA Cup's about the result. It doesn't matter how you get it. You know, it's to get ready for that next round, and now we've got a great chance to get a massive tie.
nice to reward those 300 supporters who made the trip as well. They were, you could tell they were enjoying it by the end.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, the home support's great. That sort of certain few that keep coming to away games, whether it's 50 or 350, you know, they're so loud for the whole game. They're brilliant. And you said you rewarded them for making that long journey today.
And it's, I suppose, been a bit of a dream to get to the third round of the FA Cup. What's it like now that it has finally become a reality?
We'll celebrate on the bus a little bit going home. I'm sure there'll be a few dancing and a bit of music. But, you know, we can deal with that when it comes round now. We'll look at Monday night, obviously, as you will do. But we've got a rearranged game for Tuesday night to go and think about now and try and get 3 points there.
But you look at how far Eastleigh have come, I suppose, since you've come to the club, up into the playoffs now and into the third round of the FA Cup. I mean, it's been some fantastic experiences.
Yeah, no, I mean, the club's gone forward. It's, you know, obviously, since I came aboard and a lot of lads have come aboard. And it's mainly back to the chairman, I think, you know, for his, you know, his desire and he's willing to put his hand in his pocket to change things around the club. Not just about players' wages and getting players to the club, but... You know, like I think they said earlier on the telly, you know, the way the club's trying to do every single thing professionally that it can, and it's all working, you know, and things and little things are getting changed from, you know, from being a part-time non-league team to, you know, though we're still non-league, we are near enough full-time, and it's paying dividends, you know, like you say, with the success we're having in the league and now the cup, it's brilliant.
And I have to ask you this question about who you'd like in the draw for the third round.
Yeah. For me personally, it'd be, you know, great probably to go back to Old Trafford, you know, and actually last the 90 minutes. But, you know, you take any Premiership team, of course you would, and we take any team, you know, whatever it is, it's going to be a good tie. You never know, you might, you know, get a lower league team again and go on to the next round. You never know what's going to happen, but we'll enjoy it. And like I said, we've got some league games between then and now, but we'll know Monday night, and we'll just deal with it on the day.
Do you feel nerves? Do you think for the draw, a bit of excitement or?
I may have done in my younger years, you know, when I got there a couple of times with Dover and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm getting to be an old man now, near enough. But, no, it's I'm not nervous, you know. It's just I try and look at every game as just another game because you never know what you're going to do. And like today, it was so difficult out there with that wind. It was tough, but, you know, thankfully we got through.
Elsewhere in the FA Cup today, Northwich Victoria of the Northern League Division 1 were 2-0 up at Northampton with just 7 minutes to go, but lost by 3-2. Salford City, a non-league name in the hat for Tuesday's draw. They drew 1-1 with Hartlepool in the televised game last night. And five non-league clubs are in action tomorrow on a BBC television special. 2 o'clock kickoffs for Chesham, away to Bradford, Altrincham, away to Colchester, Whitehawk away to Dagenham and Redbridge, Forest Green away to Oxford, and Welling at home to Carlisle. Grimsby Town home to Shrewsbury on Monday evening. In the National League Premier today, Cheltenham 3, Chester 1, Dover 5, Aldershot 2, Halifax 1, Guiseley 1, Kidderminster 0, Gateshead 1, Southport 3, Macclesfield 1, Torquay 0, Wrexham 1, Tranmere 1, Braintree 2, and Woking 3, Lincoln 1. And the National League table tonight sees Eastleigh a drop to eighth position, although they have at least one game in hand on the teams above them. 3 points would get them back into the playoffs. It's only goal difference that keeps them out of there. And of course, today they were distracted with their historic FA Cup tie. In the National League South, it was an historic day also for Gosport Borough, who had a record attendance for their home game with Chelmsford and won by 2-1. The manager of the borough, Alex Pike, joined me a little earlier. Record league attendance for the borough today in 3 points. Tell us about the afternoon, please.
It was a very pleasing one, Cliff. You know, to the weather conditions, as it probably is all round the park, was absolutely horrendous with the wind. But we came in 0-0 at half time. Second half, we went out and played some decent football, created some good chances. And what pleased me, we went 1-0 up. And then we missed a couple of golden opportunities. Justin Bennett uncharacteristically hit one over the top. From about 6 yards out, and then George Barth had a good chance to put past the post, and then Chelmsford equalised with a header in the 6 yard box from a corner, which wasn't very pleasing. But we showed great character and came back, and George Barth has proven to be what a great player he was. He beat a couple of players on the edge of the box, got inside and hit it to the bottom corner for a 2-1 win.
Now, a record attendance today, maybe the weather put it off being even larger than it was, but what sort of atmosphere was it with more than 2,000 inside Privet Park?
mate. It was absolutely superb. You know, we had nearly 2,200 people here for a league game that's not a local derby, which is absolutely tremendous, you know, to have those people. Errol Direct, our sponsors, have worked very, very hard with us in order to get that many people here, and it worked wonders. You know, when you get one revenue stream cut off from going out of the FA Trophy last week to get another revenue stream like we have this afternoon and to get the 3 points, has been a fantastic weekend.
Because you've had a wonderful cup pedigree the past few seasons, but going out of them all this season, I suppose, gives you the opportunity to focus on the prize of the playoffs.
That's what managers say when they've been knocked out of cup competitions, Cliff. But I'll be the first to admit that I still want to be in those cup competitions. You know, I miss them, but can't do anything about it now. Can't affect that. What I can affect is the way that we carry on performing in the league. And to win our last four league games at this level in the National South, when to win one game is difficult, you know, to actually win your last four, it's been absolutely superb. You know, that's all down to the players. You know, they showed it together. And every manager would tell you after the defeat like we had last week, do you want to get a reaction? Well, I certainly got the reaction that I wanted this afternoon.
Right then, you're almost sorted for Christmas. You've got the curling tongs for Dad.
The electric screwdriver for Mum. And your sister will love that ironing board cover.
But there's always one difficult person left to buy for.
Well, this year, treat them to the gift of a digital radio.
They'll be able to listen to all their usual stations, plus six extra national BBC stations and BBC Radio Solent. Of course.
Add a little digital sparkle to someone's Christmas. If you love radio, go digital. Search online for BBC Digital Radio.
Well, have you ever heard of a game being postponed because of a tree? But that's what happened at Romsey today, because a root was found before kickoff to be growing onto the pitch, so much so that it could be a trip hazard. And until a tree surgeon comes along, there'll be no more football played at Romsey. With the story, here's Jordan Clark.
Yeah, thanks, Cliff. In very unusual circumstances today, Romsey Town's Wessex League First Division game against Amesbury Town had to be postponed because a tree root was found on the pitch at the bypass ground. Earlier, I spoke to Romsey secretary Claire Crossland to find out more.
The match was postponed because we found a tree root growing through the pitch near one of the goals.
And how did you discover it? I think there's a bit of a story behind that, isn't there, regarding a player?
Yeah, so we had a game on Thursday evening. It was a very, very wet evening, very heavy rain. And one of our players after the game said to us he thought there was something a little bit odd about the pitch. So we kind of slapped him on the back and said, never mind. But we went and had a look the next day in daylight, and sure enough found that there was this lump of tree growing through.
And I've never heard of anything like that before. I'm not sure if you have, but what's the reaction been like from everyone? And I guess particularly at Amesbury as well.
Yeah, I mean, when I rang Amesbury to explain the reason for calling off the game, I think the guy was a little bit stunned, to be honest. And I was slightly embarrassed about calling the league because it sounds so bizarre. It sounds ridiculous. I think I wasn't sure they'd believe me or not based on, you know, it's not a normal occurrence at all.
And what did the league say? Are you likely to get in trouble with them now over this? Because it is so unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, I hope not. Fortunately, we don't have a home game coming up, so I'm hoping that the league will be fairly lenient and just give us a chance to try and rectify the problem.
So what is next now then? Obviously, you've got to try and get this root removed from the pitch. How do you go about it? Is it a job for the groundsman, or do you have to call in a specialist, a tree
surgeon?
Well,
yeah, we've had a tree surgeon look at it. We're hoping that he'll be able to grind it down a little bit and repair and come in and get the groundsman to repair the pitch. What I think we'll have to do is come, hopefully, the end of the season, we're going to have to dig it up and actually find out what to do about it, because I don't want that tree falling down on anybody or causing any kind of issue going forward. So fingers crossed we can just grind it down for now, but it remains to be seen. Obviously, once he starts looking at it properly, we'll understand more about what has to happen.
And for anyone that's not been to your ground before, just talk us through how it looks and where this root's potentially come from. You mentioned the tree there, but I understand it's not just one tree near your ground, so you might have some trouble finding it.
No, absolutely, yeah. We've got, behind one of the goals, we've got a line of trees, probably about, I don't know, about 10 yards from the railings. So if we've got to try and find out which tree that route belongs to, that could be a little bit of a tricky job, I think.
And obviously it was only discovered by a player on Thursday night, but it's got to make you wonder, I guess, how long it's been there and perhaps just got unnoticed. Obviously, I know if it had been noticed, you'd have picked up on it in the past, but could have been there a while.
I imagine it must have been. I mean, we had some maintenance done on the pitch in the summer, as we always do. We always spend quite a bit of money to try and make sure our pitch is good enough for the whole season. And obviously no one saw anything then or, you know, saw anything of any concern. But clearly it must have been there a while, but it's just, I guess the rain must have had some kind of effect and made it show through.
And just finally, you mentioned you've been lucky in the fact that you've got away games on Tuesday night and next Saturday. How big a concern is this for you, and obviously how difficult it looks like it might be to get it sorted? What impact could it have on the club?
Well, it's massive. I mean, financially, if he can do a temporary fix for us, that's one thing. If it turns into a digging up the pitch and, I don't know, trying to find the tree, taking the tree down, I've no idea. It could be massive. So we're very concerned.
And there is a game on Wednesday night, I understand. A school game, is that right? What are the chances of that happening? And what's the situation with anyone that might be listening that's due to play in that game?
Well, again, it's a Hampshire schools game that we're hosting on Wednesday. I'm just hopeful that we can get that ground down so that it's in a safe, playable condition before Wednesday.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us on the non-league show this evening. Thank you to Stourbridge for having us here. And thank you to BBC WM for also having us this evening. The headlines, well, Eastleigh are through to the FA Cup third round for the first time in their history. James Constable and Josh Payne scored the second half goals, and Ross Flitney in goal made a penalty save. Gosport Borough won in front of a record crowd of over 2,000, a record for a league game. And it was also an historic afternoon for Alton Town, their last game at the Bass Stadium. They're at a new stadium in Anstey Road next week.